You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm John Betts with my friend and colleague Gregory Copley, and we're reviewing where we are in multiple wars that might all be one war. The war in Ukraine continues, the war in Iran continues, the war in Lebanon, the IDF in action against Hezbollah, which is an arm of the Iranian government in Tehran. We also have conflict or tension and potential conflict in the Americas, Cuba and Venezuela. And I don't leave out Asia. It's just that's enough for now. I come to the meaning of the Strait of Hormuz closing, mostly closing, and Russia and China. Gregory, I come up with a formula that seems simple-minded, and I want to make sure that I've got it right. For China, the Strait of Hormuz and the access to oil from especially Iran is vital to maintain their economy. Vital. They have other sources, but oil is a big hole to plug, even for their coal and nuclear. And then I come to Russia, which was making 150 million extra a day in the beginning of the blockade, and oil's gone up since then. Russia is doing very well, closing its budget gap after all these years of war. These are allies. One gains, one loses. Do they need to resolve it?
Well, the answer is ideally they could resolve it. But when you look at it in the bigger picture, the oil prices at the pump have not, or gasoline prices at the pump, have not gone up dramatically since this conflict started. We're still seeing, for most of the United States, for example, and most of Europe, the petrol at the pump price being lower than it was during the Biden years of the in the United States. So this is not a crisis. There will be more shortages, obviously, coming up. They can be plugged. There are other sources. Nigeria is getting back into major oil production. So is Venezuela. Australia is providing massive amounts of LNG, liquefied natural gas, and gas itself to the Asian market, particularly Japan, Taiwan, and People's Republic of China. So, you know, it's you can have the chicken little sky is falling scenario perpetuating. And that's, you know, it's only marginally true, and it's only a short-term situation. The real enemies of this, you could argue, are the insurance companies, which are paid to take risks and who patently do not wish to take risks. We saw that earlier with the Red Sea, Suez sea lanes, where a tiny amount of conflict in the Red Sea was used to essentially close the Red Sea, Suez sea lane off from traffic, which almost bankrupted Egypt and a number of other regional states. But that was the insurance companies that did that because they didn't want to take risks. Now, national governments, and including the United States government, were in a position then, as they are today, to help guarantee the passage of certain ships through the Red Sea as well as through the Straits of Hormuz. Yes, there is a continuing military threat. And yes, you do have to have some war risk type of coverage and insurance. But the insurance companies need to be forced by legislation to do their job rather than, you know, saying, well, the minute there's any sign of danger, they back off, because that's not good enough. They are there to provide that safeguard, that war risk. So that's a big part of the problem. Secondly, we do see that the risks in the Strait of Hormuz are, in any event, diminishing dramatically. We've seen the significant and continual reduction in the missile and drone strikes conducted by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, to the point where the lowest level of attacks was, I think, yesterday, March the 30th. And the entire Iranian Navy has been virtually wiped out. You've had about 130 ships and vessels of the Iranian Navy and Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy eliminated, including 11 submarines, and that included six kilo-class advanced conventional submarines, very, very quiet and very effective submarines. They were destroyed by the United States and a lot of the other underwater craft. So essentially, the Iranian Navy has lost its capacity. The Iranian Air Force has lost its ability to take off and represent a threat. And that includes the conventional Air Force, part of the Artesh, if you like, the old armed forces, as well as the Revolutionary Guard Air Force. They've lost their potency. So essentially, we're in a situation where those kind of threats are being dismissed. And you could argue that the U.S. would be in a position very quickly to enforce passage, free passage and safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz and through the Red Sea in a way which would satisfy the energy markets. And that could be only a matter of a week or two away, depending on how the U.S. wished to pursue it and wished to portray it. Unfortunately, we're seeing the media in league with the insurance companies going through this sky is falling scenario. And it just did a piece on the Red Sea Suez lines, where there's increasing conflict and instability there once again. And it's been overshadowed because the world's focus is on Hormuz and not on the Straits of Bab el-Mandeb at the Red Sea Suez area, Red Sea Indian Ocean area. But be that as it may, the answer for China and is particularly that they want the resumption of oil from Iran to continue, obviously. That can happen and has been allowed to happen somewhat by the United States in recent times. They've allowed some oil shipments to get through to China. But
30 seconds, Gregory, 30 seconds.
The key to the United States victory is not regime change in Iran. It is making sure that the pressure on China is continued until the fall of the Communist Party of China. And that means ensuring that China does not have access to sufficient energy going forward.
Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, the author of The Noble State. We're going to turn to an unlikely concern, which is democracy in Britain. But there it is. I'm John Batchelor.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.